In August, the Obama administration issued its Clean Power Plan, which aims to reduce carbon emissions from power plants. However, a new study details just how much it may end up costing consumers. Terry Jarrett is a former commissioner with the Missouri Public Service Commission.
By the year 2030, the plan could cause an increase in wholesale electricity prices of well over $200 billion, with 46 states potentially seeing double-digit increases. In attempting to transform the electricity system, the EPA has set an emissions target that will destroy enough power plants to supply 23 million homes with electricity. It also has underestimated the penalty that consumers will pay to replace lower-cost coal-generated electricity with higher-cost and more variable power sources. What's more, the plan mandates for each state targets for reducing emissions that many won't be able to reach. And just trying to reach those targets will be extremely costly for families and businesses alike. The financial impact for all consumers of electricity will be significant and should be carefully weighed as states consider how to proceed.
The report was produced by Energy Ventures Analysis on behalf of the National Mining Association.